Blackwattle Creek. Written by Jeffrey McGeckin and read by Peter Hosking. You want to tell me about these blokes in the panel van? Laszlo lit a cigarette after offering his pack of Craven A to Berlin, who shook his head. Not a lot to tell. Just a couple of blokes, Charlie, as I said. Dressed like hospital orderlies. You understand? White trousers and jackets. They were leaving through the side door. It slammed heavily behind them and dragged me most unhappily from the arms of Morpheus. Who? It woke me up, Charlie. Okay, fair enough. So these two blokes, were they doing anything out of the ordinary? Laszlo shook his head. Nothing, just leaving. But it was rather early in the morning, as I mentioned. Anything else? One had something rolled up in a piece of blanket. Something. Maybe about the size of a leg of mutton. And the other one? He was carrying bolt cutters, which I considered to be a little strange. Big bolt cutters, Charlie. When Berlin was in uniform, they'd used bolt cutters on a number of occasions to gain entrance to premises of interest, brothels and sly grog shops, and suspected opium dens on Little Collins Street. He knew what the jaws of serious bolt cutters could do to a heavy steel padlock. Getting through a human leg bone would be a piece of cake. Did you talk to Callahan about this? No, I didn't. I assumed he already knew. He was watching these men drive away in their van from his bedroom window upstairs. Berlin folded the piece of notepaper and slipped it into his pocket. Exactly why are you telling me all this, Laszlo? I thought you didn't like the police. Laszlo smiled. I'm telling you, Charlie, because I am a most conscientious citizen of my adopted country, and because you have haunted eyes, and a beautiful and compassionate Jewish wife, and because you would stab me with a fork over a piece of pie crust. You are not a simple man, Charlie. All evidence to the contrary. The people I work with might give you an argument on that. That they are not very observant, which is a surprising but common fault in many policemen, if I might say. Berlin knew that to be a fact. Every day I deal with simple men, Charlie, and with the dead, of course. I find associating with people who are not simple and not dead can sometimes enhance one's life. Maybe you'd like to meet my wife one day, Laszlo, you both being Jewish, I mean. But I'm not Jewish. A tattoo? That belongs to a man who was once the property of other men. Laszlo Horvé is not a Jewish name, and Laszlo Horvé is not a Jew. At least not as long as he keeps his pants buttoned and his sleeves rolled down. There was a man once in Auschwitz who had a similar tattoo, but let us say this man and his religion came to a parting of the ways. I think I understand. Laszlo smiled. Oh, I know you understand, Charlie. And now I believe it is my shout. He glanced down at his watch. Yes, we have time. I have a 12:30 appointment with a careless electrician. Or former electrician, I suppose one might say, now permanently and most definitely retired. He stood up. It might be a little tight, but in this job I find you tend to get very few complaints about punctuality from your passengers. Believe me on this, Charlie. No one wants to arrive early to their own funeral.